Good. We know that the mitzvah in the Torah, halachta bidrachav, that we should always follow the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachum, we should be rachum. Mahu chanun, we should be chanun. Just like he's a gomel chesed, we have to follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halachta bidrachav. So I'd like to today show another application of the halachta bidrachav, following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's found in Parshas Ki Tse. But we should begin with a pasuk in Parshas Balak on page 8. It says in Parshas Balak about the Ribono Shel Olam. Here. Lo ish kel v'chozev uven odom v'yisnochom. Who Omar v'lo yasav v'diber v'lo yikimena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a person like a person v'chazev, meaning he's not going to disappoint you. Who Omar v'lo yasa, he's not going to say something and not fulfill it. V'diber v'lo yikimena, he's not going to speak and not fulfill what he speaks. Whereas this midah is not, as we'll see, is not the midah of emes. Whereas of sheker. Sheker usually, as we'll see in the Torah, Tumim explains, you're saying something now which is true or not true. Right now it's object. You're speaking about what happened in the past. Is it true that this thing happened or is it not true? Here it's going about on a promise that someone makes. So the pasuk defining the Ribono Shel Olam is Lo ish kel v'chozev uben odom yisnocham hu amar v'lo yasev diber v'lo yikimena. Meaning, it's rhetorical. Will HaKadosh Baruch Hu say something and not fulfill it? Of course not. Will he be v'chozev? Will he be disappointing us? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he promises something, he says something, he's going to fulfill it. That's what we say in davening, Baruch Omer Ve'osa. He's Omer, he says, Ve'osa, and he fulfills. So this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mitzvah in this week's parsha, on page 1 in Parshas Ki Tse, Motzos Vasecha Tishmor, Vasisa Kasher Nadarta, Hashem Elokech Radova, Hasher Dibarta Beficha. Motzos Vasecha Tishmor means, whatever comes out of your lips, whatever you utter from your mouth, tishmor, you have to keep. When you told somebody, you're going to call him up, you got to call him up. You tell somebody you're going to meet him at a certain time, you have to meet him at a certain time. There's a famous maisa from the Chazon Ish that I should have put in the packet, I wasn't thinking. But there's a famous maisa from the Chazon Ish that an individual made a promise that he's going to meet somebody at a certain time. And somehow, this person was the 10th man for the minyan. So if he would stay for the minyan, he wouldn't fulfill meeting this person at a certain time. And apparently this was, I guess, before cell phones, that you could just call him on the cell phone and, you know, so the Chazon Ish paskin, no, motzos sasecha tishmor. You said you're going to meet this person at a certain time, you got to do it. Ah, as a result, there won't be a minyan, so there won't be a minyan. Motzos sasecha tishmor takes precedence over that. You have to fulfill what you said you're going to do. And that's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Lo Ish Kel V'Chozev. Who Omar v'lo yase? Will Hashem say something, promise something, and not fulfill it? Of course not. So too us human beings. And that sometimes we have difficulty doing, because words are cheap. They're easy. Just say something. You know, yeah, I'll keep in touch. I'll call you. I'll invite you over. I'll, you know, things like that. Little things sometimes. So before we get to the hashkafa on this, let's just see la halacha what this pasuk is referring to. Because we have another pasuk in the Torah besides this pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, we have a pasuk in Matos. It says, "Ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem," a person takes a neder, "O shova shvua lesser isar al nafsho lo yochel devoro." You shouldn't make your words profane. Kechol hayotze mipiv yase, whatever you say, you should do. So the question that the Rishonim deal with is, what is the difference between the pasuk of Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor and this pasuk of Kol Hayotze Mipiv Yasa? It's seemingly both referring to the same concept of fulfilling what you said you would do. Now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on page 4, says the following: Tanu Rabbanan, Motzvah Sosecha Zo Mitzvah Ese. Is a Mitzvah Ese. Tishmor Zo Mitzvah Lo Sase. Now, to be completely honest, the technical pasuk of Motzvah Sosecha Tishmor and Kechol Hayotze Mipiv Yaseh is referring to Nedarim. It's not referring to just Stam, I say I'll call you, or something like that. Even though, as we'll learn, the Musar and the Hashkafa behind it is to keep everything you say, but the technical lav of Motzvah Sosecha Tishmor, that there's a lav and a losaseh, is when you make a neder. You take, and the neder, you have to have a special lashon. You have to, or a shvua. You say ani nishba. You have to say it with in a formal lashon, and might even need to say shem Hashem. You know, when you stam speak and stam promise, and you don't use a lashon neder or a lashon shvua, that's not the technical mitzvah or the technical lav of Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor. So let's just see first, before we get onto the Musar and Hashkafa, what the technical lav and essay of Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor is referring to. So the technical lav of Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor, so the Gemara says, is referring to if you said, like we learned in Tosis, you made a neder or a nedava, hare zu, hare alai. Right? You said you're going to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, so you have to do it. And if you don't do it, you vavatel this mitzvah of Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor, because you made a neder, or a shvua, or something like that. Now, there is an interesting machlokas in the Sefer HaMitzvahs between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding this mitzvah of Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor. The Rambam, page 5, in Mitzvah Tzadi Dala, the Rambam writes, Hu shetzivanu lekayim kol ma shekibalnu al nafshenu bedibur mishvua v'neder utztok of a korban. Was anything we made a neder or a shvua to do, we have to fulfill it. Hu shomer yisrael motzvah sechon tishvur. And that's the mitzvah of, so anything we, whether it's any shvua or neder or tztok or a korban. The Ramban disagrees, and he says, "Shenitzavinu kaim kol ma shechivanu nafshoseinu bedibur mishvu on the darim korban zul zeh or misolach motzah sechatishvur." So he says, "Ulam hamagim kol ma shezacharti hu shemitzis esay yukiim al ma sheidaber ba adam chayv atzmo bedvarim min advarim ukvar nichpal halav vani omer ki arabekan kol shtei mitzvah shem chalukas bedineim." He says the Ramban may mix things up. He says like this, that the Rambam says anytime you make a neder, if I take a shvua that I'm going to eat an apple today, so I have to eat the apple. If I did it b'loshen shvua, that, says the Rambam, is part of Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor. The Ramban says, disagrees, that Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor is only going on if you mechayiv yourself to bring a korban or to give tzedakah. something to the Beis HaMikdash of a mitzvah orientation. That's Motzvah Sasech HaTishmor. The Rambam says Motzvah Sasech HaTishmor is referring to all the Nedarim. The Rambam says if you say you're going to eat an apple and you don't, you're Mevatel Motzvah Sasech HaTishmor. If you say you're going to eat ice cream tonight and you don't, you violated Motzvah Sasech HaTishmor. If you did it B'loshon Shavua. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says that's why we have two psukim. The pasuk of kechol hayotzei mipiv yaseh, that's referring to if you said you're not going to eat the ice cream, or you're going to eat the ice cream, or you're going to... That's kechol hayotzei mipiv yaseh. Motzvah sasecha tishbor is only referring to bringing karbonos, or bringing tztaka, or things of that nature. So here you have a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether Motzvah Sasech HaTishmor is going only on Korbanos, according to Ramban, or even on mundane things, according to the Rambam. But it's clearly, not to fool you, it's clearly that the technical mitzvah of Motzvah Sasech HaTishmor is going only if you've made a technical neder or a technical shvua, and that has a technical way of doing it. B'loshen neder, b'loshen korban, b'loshen shvua, there's a whole mestechta of how you... But stam, I say I'll meet you at 3 o'clock by the bookstore, that's not really the iser of Motzvah Sasech HaTishmor. However, it's clearly that Al-Pi Hashkafa, Motzvah Sasech HaTishmor, is telling me that idea. And we'll see another pasuk in this week's parsha, which is more technically referring also to mundane talk and fulfilling mundane things. But before we get to that, let's see the pasuk in Kedoshim, on page 6, where the... Torah says, "Lo signovu, lo sechachashu, lo shashakru ish ba'amiso." Right? You shouldn't steal. You shouldn't lie, etc. So the Torah Tamima in his Sefer Tosefes Bracha on page 7 says, "Why didn't the Torah here give us the lav of lo sechazvu?" And lo sechazvu, and is this idea of promising to do something that you don't fulfill. So he says, because these three, lo seshakru, lo seshachashu, are going on things that at this point are lies. In other words, you're speaking about something in the past. I borrowed the money. I didn't borrow the money. I owe you the money. I don't owe you the money. Right now, you're telling the lo seshachashu is also something we have. We don't have such a lav in the Torah of lo sechazvu, but that's the idea of not fulfilling your word. So where does that come from? So he says, well, there's a pasuk of Motzvah Sasech HaTishmor, but as I said, that pasuk is not necessarily technically on you know regular talk. But then we have another pasuk in the Torah. Let's take a look in this week's parsha as well. It's not in this week's parsha. It's not in this. It's Parsha Kedoshim. But the reason why I originally said it was in this week's Parsha, because just like in Parsha Kedoshim on page 16, we have psukim that say that your measurements have to be accurate. In other words, if you have, you're measuring out, you're selling, and you're measuring out with with weights. The weights, if the weight says 10 pounds, it has to be 10 pounds. You can't say 10 pounds and it's really 8 pounds and you're going to charge him for 10 pounds. So the Torah says, page 16, Mozne Tzedek, Avne Tzedek, in other words, all your weights and measures, Eifat Tzedek, Vehin Tzedek, these are all measures. Hin is a liquid measure. Hin is a liquid measure. In other words, fluid ounces. If you measure, you have a cup that says this is 5 fluid ounces, and that's what you're going to charge for, so it can't really be 3, and you're marking it 5, and you're going to charge for 5. Your hin, your liquid measure, should what? Be honest. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia has a drush on this, on page 18. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Omer, Matal Malom Mehin Sedek, Halohin Bechlal Eifa. other words, what's the, you have a pasuk eifas tzedek, which is a measure. Why do you have to mention every measure? The eifa, the hin, these are all types of measures. So the Gemara darshins that even though the pasuk pshat of hin tzedek is referring to the liquid measure, that hin, the Gemara darshins, loshen hain. Hain means yes, meaning when you say to somebody, yes, I'm going to come, yes, I'm going to call you, yes, I'm going to do this, then it should be tzedek, it should be honest. You should fulfill what you said. If you say no, that it's, that you're not coming, then the lav should be tzedek also. But hin tzedek, that's a concept of fulfilling your words. In other words, I say I'm going to call you, and that was your hain, then it should be tzedek, it should be in, with integrity. You should fulfill what you said you're going to do. And lav tzedek. So these are, so even though the pasuk of Moses, so that's what the Torah Temima says in the Tosefes Bracha, that the psukim of lo seshakru, lo sechachashu, etc., those are referring to things on the past. But then there is a concept of fulfilling what you say you're going to do, not to take words and cheapen them. That's referring, that's Moshe Sosecha Tishmor, technically referring to Neder and Nedava. And the Hin Sedek, the Hin Sedek, we dash in the Hin to be Loshon Hain. Your yes should be, if you say yes to something, you Hain, Cain, then it should be with integrity. You should fulfill what you said. And the Chidah on page 11, says again, technically speaking, as we said before, that it's only referring to the Nedarim. And we have a machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Is Motos Asech Tishmor only referring to things of Korbanos, like the Ramban said, or are they referring to everything? The Chidah says, Efshar Lirmos, Shakosuv Masir Lishmor Haftechosov, Livnei Odom, Ulekayim Diburo, Kimo Lav Acher, Hin Huomer, Mar Maodi, Ezohir Bezeh, Ki'ilu Noder Lashem. Ze Omar Motos Asech Bechlal,
he says al derech hadrush, which is again, even though it's not the technical lav, but we definitely there's other makoros of hin tzedek, hin shulchot tzedek. But the Chidah says al derech hadrush, motzos sasecha tishmor, even your mundane talk to stam, your friend, I'm going to meet you at by the store, I'm going to meet you at this block at this time. So of course, you know, there could be delays and things like that. But sometimes people, even lechatchila, don't take their dibur seriously. And if you say it, like say, hey, I just told somebody I'm going to be in touch with him, so I should be in touch with him. Or I told somebody I'm going to call him. Or I told something I'm going to do something for him. You shouldn't just, you know, say things and say, you know, yeah, I said it, but did I really mean it? If you're going to say it, hein tzedek. Hin tzedek, hein shulchot tzedek. And that's what the Chidah says, that Moshe Sasecha Tishmor, you should keep your Loshon even when you're talking to Bnei Adam. Tishmor Vasisa. V'yebei Necha, you should treat it Kasher Nadarta, as if you took a Neder. So it's just like if you took a technical Neder, for sure you would keep your Loshon, so too over here. And as we approach the Yomim Noraim, so this is a big thing in the Yomim Noraim, about Nedarim, about Kol Nidre, about Hataris Nedarim, about, you know, all types of things with Dibur. So this is also something that we should keep in mind, the concept of the Hain Sedek, that if I said Hain, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to call you, I'm going to meet you, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to help you. Make sure that you do it. Make sure that your Hain, that your yes, is Sedek. And that's what is quoted here. On page 12, one of the Kovtzim quotes part of Yosef Kovtz. The same, he says, in other words, so the Chidah says, Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor, you should treat your Motzvah Sasecha as if you treat it like a Neder. And he says over here, Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor, Vasisa Kasher Adarta, Yishloba Kavana, Deksha Adam Noder, Venodev Mamon Litztaka. But when you pledge money to tzedakah, so you don't just, unless you're a very rich person who doesn't really care, you know, you think, how much should I give? How much can I afford? You don't just blurt out, I'm going to give a certain amount of money. You think, how much can I afford? How much can I give? So too, Motzvah Sasecha, anytime you speak to people and you promise you're going to do something, just don't blurt out. Think what you could do in reality and then fulfill that.
A person's going to take a nether. First he's going to say, look, how much can I afford? And then you pledge.
Right, just like when it comes to money, you don't just pledge money without thinking, can I afford it? That you should be careful, even shalobisha saleda lios nizar bidiburecha.
Yeah, and it's interesting. The Vizhnitzer Rebbe on page 13 said al derech hadrush.
You know, we learned 2 years ago. We spent a lot of time on Borer. Those that remember, like half the year we were doing Borer, right? So there's a concept of Borer b'yad, Borer b'kli. So the Meshamer, right? Is a kli that's miyuchad leborer, right? You have sieves and things that are klis that miyuchad leborer. So the Vizhnitzer Rebbe once said here, right here on page 13, al derech hadrush, motzvah sasecha tishmor miloshen mishameres mitzanenes mizoldorch zifin vas mered arois. In other words, you gotta sieve out what you articulate. In other words, not everything you think you have to say. You have to, before you say, in other words, you have a lot of thoughts in your mind, but not everything you think in your mind do you articulate. You should sift it out. So that's what he says. Tishmor, Miloshen, whatever comes out of your mouth should have gone through the process of Borer. And it's interesting, the Sefer HaTerah Shlomo, from the Baba Vah dynasty, he's a Divrei Torah from Mansian Halberstam, from Shlomo Halberstam, all the Baba Vah Rebbes. So he has a word here. He says, like, a beautiful idea. And this has to do with the Tosis we learned this week. Mosa Sahara Tishmor Vasisa. Bigmar raised Vach Hikshu Apostle Zay, Neder Einu Nadovi, Shlomo Kavona. Do it. Misaprim Misfarim Hakdoshim, the Misha Nizhar, Lishmor Piv, Lashon Lakayim Tommy. Dvarov, this is an unbelievable thing. You see, not only you should do it, you know, there's a pasuk, Hein Shalcha, Hin Tzedek, Hein Shalcha Tzedek. He says, but if you always fulfill, again, no one's perfect, but if you always try to fulfill what you said, what you say you're going to do, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Siyata Deshmaya to always be able to fulfill what you said you're going to do. You see, if you're a type of person who says, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to meet you, I'm going to do this, and you never really do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why should I help him out? He never really takes his word seriously. But Hashem says, a person who I see that he takes his word seriously, so I'm always going to make sure to facilitate that whatever he says, he'll be able to fulfill. So that, and he says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. He says, "The Mishem Nisar Lishmor Piv Loshon LaKayim Tomi Dvarav Misaylo Min Hashamayim Shlo Yera Lo Shum Siba Sheitzarach LaAvor Al Dvarav Al Derech Moshel Iminodiv Odav Eze Nedova." Right, if a person made a nedova, so the nedova we said the halacha is, if it dies, you're not mechuyev, you're not chayev b'achrayus, right? Because you say harezu, al pi din im nevaru nigna v'chakach pator machrayasu. Because he said nedava zoo. It's only on this korban. If it dies, you're not. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this person, he always fulfills his words. So I'm going to make sure that it's not going to happen. That he'll be able... Aval kolponim dibur al nuris kayim. Afil im yovi acher stachtea. Omnam im mishtad al tomid lamod bidiburo. Misayin lo min ha-shamayim shelo toved nedvoso. Shelo yetsu dvarv levatolo.
And that's what he said. Yadu amram ein ben nedarim ledovus and nedarim chayv rachmiusam dovus. That covers most of us asecha tishmor. Now he ties it into the pasuk. He says, Perish, im tishtadel tamid lishmor motzvas vasecha. If you're always going to keep what you said, lekayim dibucha b'chol mashad efshar, az min ha-shamayim yazrucha sheizkayimu dvarecha, afilu b'dovah she'enu b'yotcha, t'haynu nedovah. In other words, most of us asecha tishmor, if you're going to even always keep your words, then Hashem says that I'm going to help you. Vasisa kasher nadata Hashem elchecha nedova kasher dibartem ficha klomar the kemosha etzel nedar mevada yuchal adam lekayim diburo,
because by nedarim you can always mekayim dibur, because if it dies you can bring another one.
Dalo im never mevi acheres kenya etzelcha nedova hasher dibartem ficha, that
everything for you will be like a nedova, you'll be able to fulfill your nedovas, meaning because a nedova, if it dies, then you're not fulfilling what it said, because you. So Hashem says, I'm going to make sure that you're going to even be able to mikayim your nedovas. Vasisa kasher nadarta Hashem lokecha nedova, meaning that I'm going to make sure that there'll never be a case where the animal will die on you, because you're a person that's never motzi dvarv levatala. So if you're such a person, so I'm going to make everything to make sure that you can maintain that level of integrity. But if you're a person that doesn't care so much about your words, Hashem says, so what do I have to help you out for? You know, what am I going to bother? What am I going to bother for? And in the Sefer Ava Shalom, the Kosev Rebbe on page 15, says another big yisod from this pasuk. Look in the end of the paragraph. The motzav sechel tishmor vasisa perish. Mashatam motzav mipicha lochiach es amitcha tishmor lasos baatzmacha. In other words, he has a different twist. This is not our topic now, but he's saying that if you're giving mussar to somebody and you're telling him he should be a certain way, then tishmor, you better make sure that you're fulfilling what you're telling him to do, because then why should he listen to you if you're not fulfilling it also? Then there's a so Zerubosa, I think this is a very important yesod, you know, about being mekayim diburo. In other words, again, even not in the technical sense of neder or nedava, just to be very careful, you know, tishmor, like the Vishnitzer Rebbe says, you gotta be sieve it out before you speak. So it doesn't mean you shouldn't speak. The Torah wants people to speak. Torah wants you to say things. It wants you to say you're going to keep in touch and going to do this and do that. But then remember that you said that, and then actually fulfill it. And then the last famous Chazal on page 19 is the famous Mishnah in Bava Metzia about a person who paid money but he didn't do the Kinyan Meshicha yet. So Nosen lo Moz v'lo Moshach imenu Peiros. So technically Yachol Achzerbo, because since he didn't do the Meshicha yet, and the Mos are not Konos, either Midaraisa or Midarabanan, the Mos aren't Konos, you only Kone Meshicha. So if you say you're going to pay for the apples and you give the money, so technically speaking you can back out, but once you do the Meshicha you can't back out anymore. So the Mishnah says Nosin lo Mos v'lo Moshach imenu Peiros Yachol Achzerbo av al Amru. But Chazal say, Misha Para, that the God that punished Anshe Dor HaMabel, Umidor HaFloga, who Osi Li Para Mimisha Eino Omid Bidiburo. That, in other words, technically speaking, you can back out because you didn't do the Kinyan yet. The Kinyan is not giving the money. The Kinyan, because Metaltalin Mos are not Konos by Metaltalin. The money is not the Kony. You have to pay the money Mitzad the Tashlumin, but it's not the Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan is the Meshicha. So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the God that punished the Dor HaMabula and Dor HaFloga is going to punish he who doesn't fulfill his Devarav. Now, I have a couple of pages here you can take a look about what's so special about the Dor HaMabula. Why don't we say the God who punished somebody else? Why Dafka the Dor HaMabula and Dor HaFloga? So just to give you one of the pshatim, is the is from the Levushei Srod, the Arve Nachal. You'll see a tamsis of it on page 24 in the Birei Chesidus Al Hashas, the last paragraph. Lovin lama tolu dun zedafka. So the famous idea from the Arizal. The Arizal says that the Jews that were in Mitzrayim, that had to go through Mitzrayim, were the people of the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga who died and came back as a Gilgal to in the Dor of Mitzrayim. These people were the all those neshamas that were in Mitzrayim were the neshamas of the Anshei Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga. And he says, why did they have to come back? Why did they have to come back in a Gilgal? You know, I'm not the biggest Mekubal here, but the Svarim write like this, that, you know, after a person dies, his neshama goes to Shemayim, and hopefully in Shemayim it could be cleansed, and then he goes to Gan Eden, you know, and he goes to Gan Eden. But sometimes the neshama can't be cleansed. And you know what HaKadosh Baruch has to do? He has to send it back to this world. That's called the Gilgal Neshama. It has to come back to this world to redo it, and then it can make a tikkun for whatever thing it was in the past. And that Gilgal Neshama is supposed to be the most harsh thing that Neshama could experience. Because here, Neshama is Kula Ruchni. So once it gets to Shamayim, it gets its ultimate Hanah from, you know, being in Shamayim. To have to come back to this world is the ultimate pain. So he says, some of the people that have to come back to this world are people that didn't keep their words. And so why don't they get tikkun in the Olam HaEmes? Why do they have to come back? The answer is because people don't view it so much as an Aveira. As I said, it's words. Words are cheap. So therefore they don't get complete kapara, the Olam HaEyonim. And therefore they have to come back and make a tikkun and complete their words. So Mimela, that's why... So that's what it means. The Anshei Dor HaMabul, those people who from the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga, which apparently Chazal say were also deficient in this idea of keeping their words, they had to come back in the Dor of Mitzrayim, and that was a tremendous punishment for them. So too, anyone who's not keeping their words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish in that way as well. I was thinking perhaps, maybe some others say this, that's why perhaps on Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim there's so much emphasis on Dibur. Rabbi Rizal says Pesach is Pesach. So that's this idea that the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was the people of Anshei Dor, Anshei HaFloga, who didn't keep their Dvarim, who had to come back as a Gilgal, and that was the idea. Okay, and there are many other Pshatim you could see here. The Pardes Yosef HaChodesh collects a lot of the things that we mentioned. I saw in the Pardes Yosef HaChodesh, you can see on page 28. But that's the idea, Rabosai, that we should view it on two levels. That there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor, and any mitzvah, you know, besides the technical halachas of the mitzvah, is trying to give you a hashkafa, is trying to teach you something. So even though Motzvah Sasecha Tishmor maybe is only technically on the Darim and the Davos, but it tries to teach you this idea that, and this is not, this Musa Shmuz is not about the integrity of not lying and not cheating, that's another thing. This is keeping your word, keeping what you promised. To keep your word, that's if you say you're going to call somebody, you can say you're going to do something, you're going to say to do it. Take it seriously. Take it seriously. Moshe Sechet Tishmor. And then you'll be zochet to the bracha that the Baba Varebbe said. That Hashem says, if you take your word seriously, I'm going to take your word seriously, and I'm going to make sure you'll always be able to fulfill your words. But if you're not taking it seriously, why should I? And that's the yisod of Hin Tzedek. The Chazal say Hin is Lashon Hain, that Hain Shulchot Tzedek. If you say you're going to do something, and Rav Shecht always likes to quote the Pasuk in Tzfanya, Sheiriz Yisrael lo yosu avlo lo yidabru chozov, that a person should not speak sheker, and chozov also as lo ish kel v'chozev. So this is the halachta bedrachov. This is the midah v'acharosh baruch hu, v'lo ish kel v'chozov hu ben adam yisnacham hu omer v'lo yaseh v'diber v'lo yikimeno. It's baruch omer v'oseh, and that's the kiyum that we should try, the halachta bedrachov, in addition to mahu rachum afara atarachum mahu chanun af atachanun ma'ata ma'akadosh baruch hu's omer v'oseh af ata omer v'oseh.
Well, you just have